Justice plays catch-up in the Trayvon Martin case. In Sanford, Florida, thousands rally. A police chief steps down, but the shooter still not charged or in custody. Delayed justice and the community that will not be denied. On this Friday, March 23rd, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. Celeste is home once again. We're going to be taking a look at the Trayvon Martin case at the beginning of this hour. We'll take a look at the weekend movies a little bit, take a look at some developments in Afghanistan, and then look back at an extraordinary week at the end of the hour. You're talking about the political campaign and how Mitt Romney has become associated with the Etch-a-Sketch toy. What other toys and GOP candidates would you suggest?
A toy that would be best for Mr. Gingrich would be Silly String, because it gets all over the place, makes a mess, but it really doesn't stick to anything.
I'm very glad our listeners are giving this some thought. Tell us what you think by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE. And let's go right to the headlines at this hour. Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales will be formally charged today with 17 counts of murder in connection with a nighttime attack earlier this month on Afghan civilians. Other charges against the 38-year-old are expected to include attempted murder and aggravated assault. Bales was serving his fourth combat tour when he allegedly left his outpost and went on a shooting rampage. He's being held at the military's maximum security prison at Fort Leavenworth in Kansas. A Florida special prosecutor is taking over the state's investigation into the killing of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. The family's attorney, Benjamin Crump, made the announcement when thousands rallied last night in the city of Sanford.
Because of you, a new special prosecutor has been appointed. Angela Corey from Jacksonville, Florida, and she has a reputation for going hard.
Local Police Chief Bill Lee Jr. announced he would temporarily step aside following a wave of criticism into his handling of the investigation. More on this story coming up in just a few minutes. The Justice Department has cleared guidelines allowing counterterrorism officials to retain information about U.S. residents much longer, even if they have no known connection to terrorism. Officials will now be able to keep information for up to 5 years after previously being required to destroy it after 180 days. A Los Angeles coroner has ruled singer Whitney Houston died when she accidentally drowned in her hotel bathtub last month. An autopsy also revealed chronic cocaine use and heart disease as factors in the 48-year-old's death. Bank of America is launching a pilot program to allow struggling homeowners to stay in their homes as renters instead of owners. Participants will transfer their home's title to the bank and in exchange be able to lease their home for up to 3 years at or below the rental market rate. The bank is launching the program to 1,000 homeowners in Arizona, Nevada, and in the state of New York. And one of the number one seeds is out of the NCAA. Michigan State heading home after a 57-44 loss to Louisville. Spartans forward Draymond Green says they strayed from their game plan.
We thought we was pretty well prepared for it, and, you know, it's not our coach's fault. I think they gave us a great game plan. So at the end of the day, like coach always tells us, players play, and we just didn't execute well.
Louisville took Green out of the game. Louisville now faces Florida, who knocked off Marquette. Asian markets are down this morning. European indices are up, however. Wall Street futures are up. The Dow gets underway at 13,046. The S&P opens at 1,392, and the NASDAQ begins trading at 3063. Coming up in Sanford, Florida, Police Chief Bill Lee Jr. stepped down temporarily or permanently. We don't quite understand how, but thousands of people rallied to support the family of Trayvon Martin. We'll have an update in just a few minutes with a Sanford community leader to give us a sense of what that community is going through and what the rally was like last night. We've been asking you all week long what you think of the shooting of Trayvon Martin. What does it say about race in America? What does it say about politics in America? What does it say about guns in America or law enforcement or the sense of vigilance that people feel they need to have when they're walking the streets of their own communities? A listener from Oklahoma sent us this text. What Trayvon's murder says to me is we're not there yet. The election of an African-American president was a milestone, but it is just one kind of progress. Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can send us a text at 69866. Just lead with the word take.